Grace and peace and mercy be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Houston, we have a problem. These were the famous words of Apollo 13. And this morning we could somewhat hear the same words from Festus saying, Agrippa, we have a problem. The problem is the fact that this particular Jew, who is a Roman citizen, has now appealed to the emperor. And in doing so, we have to have a written report to go along with him. Festus knew that Agrippa knew more about the Jewish religion than he did, so, aha. Perhaps he could help him write this report if he could only hear this man's story. Now, it must be pointed out here that Paul knew that he didn't have to go before these two. He was not on trial. It's very similar to today when you're being accused of something and you say, I want a lawyer. All of a sudden the interrogation stops and until your lawyer shows up. Paul's trial stopped once he said, I'm a Roman citizen and I appeal to the emperor. So now it's just wanting to hear his story. Tell us, Paul, what it's all about. So Paul starts out his defense, and he points out that he's a Pharisee. And he's accused of having the same hope that his accusers have in the Messiah and the resurrection. The hope that is held by Israel, the hope that is in Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah, as Paul eventually points out. We see in his defense that Paul goes back to his early days as a Pharisee, his early days of persecuting the Christians, of seeking them out, wanting to even kill them. And then we see that his defense changes. Changes to the fact that he points to the road to Damascus, his encounter with Jesus, his encounter that changes his life forever, as some would say, his conversion. Perhaps we need to look at that word conversion for a moment. All of Scripture references to the conversion delegates the act of divine grace by which the sinner is delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of Christ. Conversion, in the narrow sense, is essentially the bestowal of faith in God's promise of the salvation for Christ's sake. It takes place in the heart and consists of this, that the heart, which is broken and contrite because of sin, comes to faith in Christ and trust in Christ for grace and forgiveness. Luther defines conversion as, to be converted to God means to believe that Christ is our mediator and that we have eternal life through him. The formula of Concord says, faith is kindled in us in conversion. This lays hold of God's grace in Christ by which man is justified. This was Paul's defense. This is where he says, on the road to Damascus, my life changed forever. From darkness into light. After his conversion, Paul becomes the minister that we know and a witness to the glorified Christ. Then he says he was sent to proclaim this gospel to the Jews and to the Gentiles. And that's what he was doing, and he was telling his testimony to Agrippa, proclaiming the gospel to him and anyone else that was present that would hear it. And now he's constant witness to this very day when he's before Festus and Agrippa, telling of the old prophecies being fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Personal testimony. One of the more recent personal testimonies that comes to my mind is of a young lady that had a testimony in her last moment in life. It was a young lady from the Columbine High School in Colorado, Cassie Bernal. The story or her testimony goes that when her accuser, when the person with the gun was in front of her and said, "Are you a Christian? Do you believe in God?" She said, "Yes." And then they killed her. What a testimony. That she could have said, "No, I don't," and deny her belief in the resurrection and in Christ. But instead, she said, "Yes." What about our personal testimony? If you've ever been to Evangelism Explosion, or they used to call it the Kennedy Evangelism, which was big in our church in the late 70s and 80s, you know that one step of the evangelism process was a personal testimony. And this personal testimony was one of the hardest steps a person could come up with, especially a person like me. Baptized in the Lutheran Church, confirmed in the Lutheran Church, raised in the Lutheran Church, grew up all the way. You could name the offices held. I didn't have a road to Damascus event. So as I'm preparing this message, I'm sitting there wondering, what type of personal testimony do we have? Or can we reflect to? And then it dawned on me, perhaps we do have a personal testimony, a conversion story, if we were to relate it back before our baptism. We were born into the sinful world without hope. Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in this way death came to all men because all sinned. For before the law was given, sin was in the world." Romans 5:18. "Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men. But through our baptism, we encounter Christ and have the hope of eternal life." Romans 5:18 continues on and says, "So also the results of the act of the righteousness was justified that brings life to all men." Then we can turn to Romans 6:3. "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." What a fantastic conversion story we have to tell to those around us about our conversion into the body of Christ through our baptism. That through our baptism, we witness Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. That through our hope and faith in him, we have eternal life. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "By grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourself, it's a free gift of God, not by works so that no one can boast." This is our story. This is our testimony. This is the story of our conversion that we tell to all those whom we come in contact with. We should be as bold as Paul. And as clear as Paul was in his testimony and his story to Agrippa on how we too have this hope and faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.